Jeff Lankman joined here today by Chris Peterson from the Arweva Rockets. They get ready for the postseason to take on Kingsley Pearson on the road in the opening round. And Coach, good to catch up with you here today. Appreciate you taking that phone call from me on Saturday.
You bet, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Coach. This is an interesting matchup. When I looked at all of the games after our pods came out for our nine area schools we cover, this was the one that right away jumped off the board at me and said, this could be a really good matchup. You guys go in playing very good football right now. Both of you sitting at 3-4, but these are two pretty good football teams at 3-4.
Yeah, you know, I think you look on paper and we've seen on game film, it to me looks like about as even of a matchup as you can get. You know, we both kind of like to try to do some of the same things. They've rushed for about 1,400 yards on the season, maybe thrown for a little bit more than we have. They've thrown for about 800. A lot of similarities there. We both finished 3-4. We both finished in the fourth spot in our district. And, you know, these guys are capable of playing really good football. They kept right up there with Newell Fond, who only has one loss in the season. They played some other games pretty tight as well. So, we understand that it's going to come down probably to two things. Number one, the team that executes, and then number two, the team that doesn't turn the ball over.
Coach, you've played them five times, I think, in the last 7 years in the past. How much does that help or does it hurt in getting ready for this game?
You know, I think it helps. I think it's an advantage for sure. Like I said, you know, seventh year here, and this will be the fifth year we've played them. I think we've been in their district all but one time when they've redistricted. So pretty familiar with them, you know, and we played them last year. I think they got us by a couple touchdowns, and they return a big part of that group. The core of that group returns for them. They moved a few guys around a little bit, so a little bit different look there. But, you know, we know we're going to have our hands full, and we're going to have to play responsibility football. And that's kind of been, you know, the biggest thing we've talked about even with this last streak of three wins is playing responsibility football and not giving up the big play, and you know that's going to be crucial for us again.
They've had some size up there the last few years up front. Are they big again this year?
You know, they're not as big as they've been historically, but they're still a very physical football team, and that's one thing that I think we could say year in and year out. You know, the four of the last 6 years that we've played them going into this game, they've been an extremely physical football team. You know, not to say we haven't played physical football teams this year, but we know when we go up to Kingsley or anytime they come down here that we're going to get a physical football game. So, you know, that's the one area we've talked to their guys, talked to their coaching staff that I think we've been most maybe impressed and surprised about with the group we have this year is how physical we've played on a week in and week out basis. And so, you know, it should be a great matchup from a physicality standpoint. And, you know, when you have that, it really comes down to who's going to execute and who's going to play the responsibility.
Coach, Josh Harvey, a sophomore, looks like kind of the workhorse in what looks like a pretty balanced running attack. He's got about twice the carries of everybody else. Then they've got a few guys that are kind of mixed together, but looks like a pretty good running back, over 800 yards so far on the season.
Yeah, you know, averages about 6 yards a carry. He's going to be someone we have to account for sure. Good back, quick, tough, runs the ball hard. So, you know, we know we're going to have our hands full with him. And then the Schmid kid, which I think he played quarterback against us last year, he also took a kickoff return back. You know, he's second in carries as well as in yards. So they like to put him in the slot, and they'll send him in motion. They may give him the ball. They may fake jet sweep with him and go right back to the Harvey kid. But, you know, we know those two kids, they're going to go as they go there. And a new look at quarterback, so I'm not sure. The Howe kid that throws a pretty good ball. You know, we're not real familiar with him. I don't think he was on the team last year. So, and he runs about 6'1", and he doesn't run the ball too bad either. Looks to throw a little bit more than he will a tuck and run. But, you know, he also has 5 rushing touchdowns. So their offense kind of goes as those three guys do, and we know that we're going to have our responsibilities, and we're going to have to play not only a physical brand of football but a smart brand of football.
Coach, what do you anticipate them throwing at you defensively, especially with the changes you guys have made offensively here late in the season?
You know, I think they'll mix up looks, and they did that against us quite a bit last year. There'd be times where we go into spread, and they may only go with the two-man front. So I think we'll see those types of things. I also think we'll see them bring some pressure and try to send some guys on some stunts and some blitzes. You know, I think when we run some of our stack, they may look to either overload the stack side, but definitely load up the box. So, you know, they've got a defensive tackle that I think they list him as, the Reese kid. He goes about 6'1", 180. He's very quick, very physical, and we have to know where he's at on the field as well. So I think we'll see some different looks for him, and I think they'll try to mix it up against us and maybe try to get us back on our heels. But, you know, throughout practice this week, we've tried to pretty much throw everything at that first group that we can in preparation for this game.
Coach, Will Regaler moved to quarterback for you a couple of games ago, has really exploded since then. Not that he wasn't having a great season prior to that. Will's a special kid. He's just one of those hard-nosed kids that just plays hard in everything. But what has it been these last two games with him in that quarterback position that has even had those numbers grow like they have?
Well, it was kind of just about getting the ball in his hands. And if you look at our stats from the past 3 weeks, you know, against Xavier HK, we kind of took care of business a little bit earlier than we did against Boyer Valley and against West Harrison. But, you know, this last week, I think he had 45 carries, and in the West Harrison game, I think he was pushing 40. So we've really just gone to him a lot more in that set where we go power and lead up with two backs. And our guys up front have done a great job. You know, I think Will's averaging over 6 yards a carry himself. So, you know, get him the ball that way and really put Cooper at the tight end position has given us another weapon there. You know, especially if we have him and Braden or him and Zach Schimmer, you know, those guys can jump and they're pretty tall and lanky, go about 6'1". They give Will some threats on the outside to throw too. And, you know, mixing up with Damon in the backfield too, who runs really hard. So, you know, it's just kind of maybe giving us a chance to get the ball into Will's hands a little bit more and look at some different alternatives for playmakers.
Have having to make this long road trip up to Kingsley before, does that help you guys with this game coming up Friday night?
You know, travel's not something that we are unfamiliar with. You know, as we've been put in that northern district more often than not, we've made trips to Remsen, and we've made trips to Harris Lake Park, and we've made trips to Kingsley, and well, it used to be Clay Central Everly. So, you know, the kids, they're familiar with those trips. So, you know, I think that benefits us having to have that experience in the past where an hour and a half trip really doesn't seem like it's all that bad. You know, we were fortunate this year to be in the district we were in from a geography standpoint where we were only making about 30-minute trips. But, you know, I think our kids will be used to it, and I don't think it'll be much of a factor.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. I know the guy's looking forward to catching up with you for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the game.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Chris Peterson again with the Arweva Rockets. Again, they're at Kingsley Pearson to open up postseason play.